Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitled parents, where when these teens try and steal an Uber driver's motorbike, their entitled parents say they should be let off because they're just kids. They're just kids. I don't care. So, let me tell you a tale of two punk dumbbells and their trashy parents. To really set the stage though, allow me to talk about these two geniuses and their friends. So they were part of a group of around 10 kids aged between 12 to 15 years old. These kids were your typical group of young British yobs who always spent their time together committing varying degrees of criminal mischief and occasionally crossing a line to more serious crime. Now, the reason I paint you this picture is so you know that no matter what you read next, you know I'm not the jerk. I'm a delivery driver for Uber Eats, and I drive a motorbike. It's a big old bike for sure, despite only being a 500cc bike. I park up at a popular spot for both the delivery drivers, who work there, and the yobs, who terrorize the locals. I go into the nearby KFC to pick up another order for the night. As I do, two of these yobs decided that they like my bike. So much so that they wanted to see if they can play a real-life version of GTA, and my bike was the vehicle of choice. I'm in the KFC waiting for the order, and they're jumping on the bike, thinking it would be easy. One sticks a penknife into my ignition barrel on the bike and starts the engine. One of the other Uber drivers pops his head in and shouts, "Hey, OP, someone's trying to steal your bike." I immediately ran outside just in time to watch the kid in the driver's seat kick off the side stand. Now here's the thing when you ride a motorcycle. You need to plant a foot on the ground to support the weight of the bike before pushing off. You need to set the gears, and it's impossible to do so and not keep a foot on the ground. So he's got himself and a pillion passenger on the back, both with no helmets and on a bike that weighed 4 or 5 times himself. Between himself, the bike, and his friend, it was easily 300 kilograms that he needed to hold up, and because he didn't know what he was doing, the second he kicked off the side stand, it toppled over on him. His friend was thrown off the bike and cracked his head open, and he had his leg and half his torso crushed under 225 kilograms of biking metal. The second that he dropped, his fellow yobs booked it down the street and abandoned him and his friend. I called the cops and an ambulance while cancelling my KFC order pickup. I checked on the friend and his head was gushing. Police had gotten good at responding to the yobs because of how much trouble they were. In context, they'd responded and moved these kids on over 120 times in under a month for a whole litany of crimes, ranging from trespassing to GBH, serious assaults if you're American. In the past week, they'd responded to 10 different vandalism calls and 6 GBH cases. So they see these two geniuses on the ground and me doing my best to use a wad of napkins as a makeshift bandage to hold the blood in. Police ask me what happened, and I say, they tried stealing my bike and found out it's not the same as the video games. They don't know it yet, but I'm pressing charges, and they're facing consequences this time. I wasn't really bothered about being nice, as they did try stealing my living and my pride and joy. The cops looked stunned by my disregard for the fact that they were dealing with two young people who were seriously injured, and the following conversation ensues. The first cop asked, "Are you sure you want to do that? They're injured and they're just kids after all." Sternly, I said, "Yes, their age does not negate the fact that they committed serious crimes." The second cop pleaded, "But you might screw up their lives." "Well, they don't go to school, they commit crimes on their daily, and all you do is issue ASBOs, antisocial behaviour orders. Time for a few real consequences. Do your job and start reading them their rights." Now, the cops didn't like my tone, but they understood my anger and proceeded to read the kid under the bike his rights as the ambulance pulled up. They obviously tended to the unconscious kid first, and then one broke off to help the police tend to the kid that was under the bike. As they do, their parents, who had been alerted to the situation after the police called, then showed up, driving pretty recklessly and parking in a bus stop. They run in and look at the yob in pain and his friend unconscious. The father asks, "Why are you arresting them? They're just being stupid kids. We'll pay for the damages, I swear." I state, "I'm having them charged because they aren't going to learn any other way. You'll also pay for the damage regardless of the outcome of this day." The father then says, "I'll only pay for the damages if you drop the charges." A cop says to him, "Sir, I'd advise you to pay for the damages. It might help him at sentencing." The mother then pipes up and goes, "How much time could he get without us paying?" "4 years easy," I stated. The mother went pale. She started blubbering, going, "Why can't you let him go? He's just a kid." "Yeah, he's also a criminal, and he needs to face the consequences of his actions, for once," I replied. Now, the phrase I hated most was, "They're just kids." It did nothing but annoy me. Where I grew up, if you screwed up, you owned it and took the steps to make amends. No excuses, even if you were just a kid. In my book, the excuse was nothing but a cop-out, and the reason that these yobs and their friends felt emboldened to commit non-stop crimes. It was the cheapest form of entitlement, and these kids needed to learn a lesson once and for all. In the end, the kid who was unconscious was charged as an accessory to all the crimes of his cohort, after waking up from a week-long coma. The other kid was charged with theft of a motor vehicle and vandalism after he got out of the hospital with a broken leg. That was before police started taking complaints in the dozen about them and their friends, all of which were promptly rounded up and charged too. The parents paid for the damages to the bike to help reduce their sentencing and tried arguing that the kid had done enough to appease the law. In total, the kid who tried driving my motorcycle got 2 years in juvenile detention with a 3-year probation. The kid in the coma got 6 months with 18 months probation. The rest of the kids got anything ranging from hundreds of hours of community service to 4 years in juvenile detention based upon the amount of crimes they were charged with. Between the 10 of them, they racked up a grand total of 127 charges that they pleaded down to 3 charges each. Now, some might think that I was harsh in all this, but 2 years on, and the two kids who once tried stealing my bike were going to school finally. They apologized genuinely for their criminality and are doing better. So all in all, they learned their lessons, and they were set to try and succeed more despite their past behavior. Moral of the story is, when you excuse bad behavior, it allows for entitled behavior. When you punish it, it can stop people from acting worse before they cross serious lines. Yeah, you know what, OP? I completely agree with you. If you hadn't done something and put your foot down at this moment, who knows what these yobs would have gone on to do? In my opinion, it probably would have gone on to be a lot worse, as you say, and who knows what sort of crimes they could have actually gone and done. You are completely right, though. It's the fact that their parents are saying, "No, they're just kids. Come on, let them get away with literally stealing a motorbike." That is the reason why they think they're allowed to do these things. Also, I don't know what's going on with the police here. Just because they're juvenile means the police are like, "Oh, come on, let's just calm down a little bit here. They're just kids as well." It's ridiculous. To be honest, from what you said at the end there, it sounds like you did all the kids a favor, despite the fact that they have enabling parents who have tried to get them out of trouble and probably have done multiple times in the past. But look, they're on a good path now, and that is thanks to you, so fair play. So-called grandmother demands I edit the obituary to include her son. This happened to me today and I'm still seething. For context, I just lost my mum to lung cancer this past Sunday after getting her home for at-home care just 2 days prior. I've been taking care of everything since then, including her beloved cat, while dealing with my own grief. The funeral home let me write the obituary due to how frazzled I was when we met with them. I only named those who I felt were closest to her, even double-checked with two of those. Confident with it, I sent it to their funeral home and they didn't edit it further, posting it on their site immediately. Now to what happened. I decided to take it easy since I'd been running on fumes for the better part of the week, sort of waiting for people to get back to me on some important matters. So while I'm just sort of relaxing with my furry little brother, I get a phone call. Caller ID shows it's my grandmother on my mum's ex-husband's side. I answer and she asks why I didn't name that ex-husband, aka her precious angel. I respond honestly, I couldn't figure out a good way to do so. This so-called relative of mine proceeds to get upset, saying that it will hurt him. Pretty much demands I edit the obituary to include this man who left us when I was 3 and hardly ever paid child support. A man who hasn't even bothered to get my number and call me to see how I, his so-called daughter, is doing. I calmly explained to her that I couldn't edit it. It's up on their site and out of my hands. She got mad with me and then told me to think about it before hanging up. Thankfully, the rest of the family is on my side and will chew her butt out. Now I have a migraine and feel more exhausted. And no, this isn't the first time she's tried to speak up for her son. The last time she did it around me, I was 16 and I called her out on it. My update if anything interesting comes from this, but don't get your hopes up. Right now, I'm gonna chill. Well, good news, we do have a little update, and it's actually quite encouraging. You're gonna wanna sit down, people of Reddit, because I've got an update. So apparently, I found this out secondhand. My so-called father found out what she did and chewed her out. Between being ripped a new one by her precious angel, her grandkids, and the most respected member of the family, the old bat called me to apologize. Take that as you will, I'm calling it a win. Wow, would you look at that? A lesser spotted actual apology from an entitled person. Would you believe it? I can't quite. I mean, let's not get it twisted. It's absolutely what should have happened in this moment, but still, to actually see it on r/entitled people, I can barely believe my eyes. Let's carry on. Rage at me for 30 minutes? Get time with police. So, I'm in my 60s, my grandniece is turning 20, doing ridiculously well in college. And I bought her lunch and a tank of gas at the local sandwich shop, convenience store, while she had time passing through between home and college. If she makes the dean's list, I pay 90% or more of her student debt. And I give her cash for expenses if she keeps her grades up and stays out of trouble. I'm in a position to do this, and I have been for all of my nieces and nephews, and grandnieces and nephews. We kept getting the side eye, then outright stares from a four-person group of middle-aged women a couple of tables over. My grandniece gave me a hug and kiss on the cheek, told me she loved me, and went out to fill her tank, while I went up to the counter to wait until she hung up the pump so I could pay. We drove separately, and I wasn't in any particular rush to get anywhere. These women then came to the counter and freaked out, calling me everything from a pedo to a sugar daddy, accusing me of human trafficking, and I made the mistake of engaging long enough to tell them it was my grandniece, so then it turned into incest pedophile human trafficker. I wouldn't say anything after that, there's no point at all in arguing with idiots. But they actually blocked the door so I couldn't leave, and raised such a commotion that the convenience store people called the police, but they wouldn't call the police. So when a police officer got there, they mobbed him. I had to wait until two other officers showed up to give my story. Then I called my grandniece and let the officer talk to her. It took about 25 minutes before the police showed up, and another 50 minutes for me to be free to leave. But the hysterical woman was still blocking the door. The officer finally threatened to put them in handcuffs before they unblocked the door so I could leave. I filled out a complaint suggested by one of the officers for unlawful detainment, unlawfully detained. I don't know how this will go, but why not? Since they screamed bloody murder, detained me for almost an hour, raised hell in the convenience store for an hour, and did this in a small town I have to live in. Why are people this delusional? Talking and laughing, driving away in her own vehicle, getting a side hug and kiss on the cheek, makes me a pedophile or human trafficker? No matter what the police told them, they wouldn't stop. Do these type of people have nothing better to do? There you go, answered your own question. Was it rhetorical? We'll never know. But I've answered it for you, my friend. I'm just reading through the comments and someone has said that, why didn't you just call 911? Help, I'm being held against my will. I can't leave. These women keep screaming how I deserve to die, etc, etc. OP replied, they left their phone in their vehicle. That is tough because, yeah, the obvious answer would be just to say, look, what's going on here? Can you come and sort this out? But if you have no phone, what are you going to do? Opie also said they're 6'5", 230 pounds, and still in relatively good shape for their age, so they could have gone through them like butter, but instead, they just backed up and let them look crazy. That is the thing to do, because if you start getting physical, then that is an issue, and you, unfortunately, potentially end up in the wrong there. I just imagine these women screaming, assault! You know, they're already saying some crazy, incestual, pedophilic things. Who knows? They could easily jump to assault, couldn't they, if you start getting physical? So fair play for just being chill, and you got your justice in the end.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled ex-friend threatens to sue me for my uterus. My ex-friend is commonly called a Karen. She's very entitled and has a bad habit of actually screaming for managers over the smallest things. I've watched this 35-year-old woman scream, "Get me the manager or I will call the cops," at a restaurant because the waiter accidentally gave her iced tea instead of sweet tea. What are the cops gonna do? I don't want to use the name Karen because it's overused already, so let's call her Emily. Emily and I used to be friends. I can't remember why. She comes off as sweet and caring, but she's the most entitled person I've ever met. Emily also struggles with fertility and is desperate for children. She tried to adopt a child, but because of her mental health problems and unstable lifestyle of hotel hopping, she was denied. She doesn't have a job. She's technically homeless. Her boyfriend is a 21-year-old douchebag, and she tends to hoard animals that all die in unusual circumstances. Her last cat died mysteriously at only 2 years old and was perfectly healthy. I was there when she adopted him and heard the vet state he was healthy. But suddenly he dies and she claims it was heart disease, then claims it was a seizure, then claims it was kidney problems, then says that he somehow flew across the room and purposely aimed into the wall. Yeah, a little suspicious. My other friend Kara did call animal control on her and found she had 6 rats, 5 hamsters, 1 dog, and 4 cats. She claimed all of them were emotional support animals and that they were medical equipment, and taking them away would be against the law. Big yikes. She is not well. A while ago, she was saying how desperate she is to have children and was talking about looking for a surrogate. She wanted someone to carry a child for her for free, with a list of demands for the surrogate. All for free. Now, all of us but her know that isn't free. Human incubators isn't a free service, and mistreating anyone in that job is a good way to be in a legal battle. I listened because, well, me explaining the truth to her would be like me placing my head in a garbage disposal. Completely pointless and 100% painful. I make a comment how one day uterine transplants might become more successful and more common, and how great that would be. I bring it up because I'm not entirely in love with my uterus. I don't plan on ever having children, and I'm not against the idea of uterine donation. I still cannot find a doctor that will take away my baby-making abilities because I'm too young to make such a decision. I'm 27. I feel like if I wanted to change my mind, I would have before now. Not the point, sorry. I make the joke of me wanting to donate my uterus to someone who needs and deserves it, since I have no plans on using its baby-holding abilities. That's when Emily says, "Yeah, then I would have you give me your uterus so I could finally have a child." Now, I thought she was joking. I truly believe this was a joke. It wasn't. Emily and I had a falling out, thank goodness, and I thought we could just part ways quietly. Yeah, she had other plans. She posts all over Facebook and pings me saying I had made a legal agreement to give her my uterus or to be her surrogate. Never once did I say such things, and now she has her friends after me, harassing me in DMs for giving her false hope and mental anguish. Emily's threatening to sue me for my uterus and for causing extra trauma by not following through. I'm just confused and baffled. I'm also curious, how can she afford a lawyer if she can't afford food for her many animals? A lawyer's suddenly cheaper than I recall? But also, last time I checked, you can't be sued to give up a body part, can you? Especially if no legal agreement was ever made, right? I'm lucky to have a lawyer family friend. He's agreed to help set me up with a meeting with a colleague of his if this turns serious. I'm doubtful it will, but Emily is definitely having a public meltdown over our friendship ending. Oh, and yeah, I wish this was a fake story. I wish I was lying here. This person is not mentally sound, and she's threatened people over the most ridiculous things. This isn't a new behavior for her. In the past, she threatened to call CPS on someone online over a disagreement. She bragged about doxing the person's address to me and boasted about calling CPS on them for spending more time disagreeing with me than watching their child. This person Emily was threatening was a mother of a 14-year-old. It wasn't like she was neglecting attention to an infant or toddler or even a young child. Yeah, listen, maybe I shouldn't say this, but honestly, I don't know if Emily is entitled or like mentally unstable. And I know I'm not in a position to actually state that, but just based on what I'm seeing there, that lady is a little bit dodgy, and I wouldn't want to go anywhere near her. I mean, all I can say to you, OP, is knowing that she is actually mental, maybe you should have actually said nothing at all while she was venting about, I don't know, her surrogacy or needing a surrogate, or wanting to become a mother. What is going on with her pet situation, by the way? That is actually serious. How is a cat dying after 2 years just randomly? And how is their means of death changing 4 or 5 times, ending up with them throwing themselves into a wall? Like, let's be honest, we all know what's going on there. And the more I speak about this right now, the more I'm realizing how serious that is. Like, what is this woman doing? I think either she's going to end up getting seriously hurt by herself or in prison. One of the two. And I don't know what's going to happen, but give me an update soon. I don't know. It's kind of weird preying on someone's downfall. I'm not doing that, but I would love to know what happens next with Emily. That's for sure. I mean, hopefully she just gets some help. That's what she really needs. Anyway, my friends, that's going to do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Entitled People. If you did and you want more content from me right away about Entitled People, then check out the link in the top line of the description or on screen right now. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, whatever platform you're on, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new Reddit episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.